Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I want to talk about learner drivers. And it's an interesting conversation because it's a very serious conversation. Ireland is a very unique country in the sense that we can continue to fail tests and still go back and drive again. And learner drivers could be banned from driving if they keep failing their tests. Now, the Transport Minister, Jack Chambers, has said that the government are planning to ban learner drivers from constantly renewing their L plates as part of a crackdown on road safety. There have been cases where people are renewing their licence up to 10 times and still failing their driving test every single time. This comes as the number of learner drivers driving unaccompanied on Irish roads has increased. Up to 30,000 people are driving on learner permits, with some of them driving without a full licence for up to 30 years. Imagine driving for 30 years without a licence, and people are doing it. In Ireland, all learner drivers must be accompanied by law with a full driver's licence person, and the law came into force. Now, hang on, there was always a law, but we just didn't take it seriously. It was kind of, oh yeah, that law, yeah. Nobody cares about that law, but people start caring about it back in 2015. And in 2018, the law was kind of ring-fenced, and so to speak. And after a 58-year-old, Geraldine Clancy and her daughter, Louise, were killed in a car crash in Cork, which involved an unaccompanied learner driver. So we started to take things seriously. And according to the Road Safety Authority, 74% of fatal crashes in a four-year period involved learner drivers, unaccompanied learner drivers. That's a statistic you can't ignore. This ban could solve that issue. Now, that's never going to solve it 100%. There are always going to be a percentage of learner drivers who will be involved in accidents. And that's just statistically true. But 74% is very high. And it's because they don't have experience at other time. You know, and that's the idea of having a full driver's license person beside you. It's not that they can put their foot on the brake. Or it's not that they can steer the car. It's that they can say to you, oh no, don't take a left here. That's a one-way street. Or, oh, there's a set of lights there. Do you see that? Or you're too close to that car in front of you. They can just give you advice as you're driving so you don't get into bad habits. This ban could solve the issue, according to the Transport Minister, of so many learner drivers being unaccompanied. But it will also, this will actually help the growing problem of increased road traffic collisions on our roads. But I want to know what you think. Should learner drivers be banned from driving if they fail their tests? Now, at the moment, you'll receive 2 points and a fixed charge of 160, which applies if you don't have a driving or if you're driving unaccompanied. And this increases to 4 points if convicted in a court. Can I say from the outset, I've never agreed with that. The idea that they double your points for any charge, be it speeding, no NCT or whatever it is, that you pay or you get, say, 3 points or 2 points. But if you don't agree with it, say, for example, a guard pulls you for speeding and you think you were only doing 60 miles or 60 kilometres an hour. And he says, no, you were doing 67. And you say, well, I don't agree with you, guard. I think you're wrong. Because he's gone by his gadget in his hand, which can be wrong, by the way. Rarely, but can be wrong. And you don't agree with him and you want to go to court and argue the toss, which is your constitutional right, by the way, to go to court. The idea that the judge then has no other choice but to double your points if you fail in your argument, to me seems unconstitutional, and I always felt it was unconstitutional. Yes, the judge should say extra bit of a fine for wasting court time, but doubling your points, maybe? Yeah, that seems a bit bonkers. That takes away your right. So the way it is, look, just take the 2 points, because if I go to court, even though I'm in the right, I take a chance of having my points doubled. I always felt that was wrong. Anyway, I digressed. You will receive 2 points and a fixed penalty charge of 160 if you're driving unaccompanied. This increases to 4 points if convicted in court, and a fine applies as determined by the courts. The owner may face a fine of up to 1,000 and have their vehicle impounded for allowing you to drive the vehicle unaccompanied. So if it's your dad or ma that let you drive the car, they in turn can also get a fine for allowing you to drive the car unaccompanied unless you tell them, for example, that you stole the car. This is called the Clancy Amendment to the legislation. And the unaccompanied driver, Susan Gleeson, received a 3-year suspended sentence in that particular case. There have been 11 fatal collisions, 7%, and 66 serious injury collisions, 6%, which had at least one confirmed learner driver. So when I look back at those original figures there, which I thought were quite shocking, according to the Road Safety Authority, 74% of fatal crashes in a 4-year period involving learner drivers involved unaccompanied learner drivers. In other words, they didn't have somebody in the car with them. So is it time that we change the law whereby if you fail your test, you're off the road? until you pass your test. Do you think that that would be fair? Let me know what you think. The number is 0871880008. 0871880008. David, hi, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm going to hit you with this. 53% of people who take their test fail on average.
I know. Well, maybe we could increase it to two tests then. But then you're off the road until you pass.
No. What I'm saying is that the driving instructors in Ireland are shit.
Or the test's too hard? I don't know. One or the other.
Well, quite clearly the test isn't hard. Well, I wouldn't say the test's too hard here. Certainly my experience was that people who failed in the UK, and I know one particular person who failed in the UK, came over to Ireland and passed it, literally within weeks.
Hmm. I resat my test again 6 years ago as part of an experiment. It wasn't official, obviously. It was part of an experiment with my producer. The two of us decided as a challenge we would resit our driving test with an official driving instructor from the centre. And I failed. But now the reason I failed is because for 10 years before that I've been driving an automatic car and I had to drive a manual car in the test, and when I got to an intersection to turn right, the car cut out on me because I didn't let the clutch off properly. So that was exceptional, because if I had been driving an automatic car, which I always do, that wouldn't have happened. And my producer also failed because she mounted the footpath. But that's a whole different story. So we do pick up bad habits anyway. It's not perfect. The system is not perfect, right? But in saying that, the idea, David, that you go in, fail a test, get a certificate of incompetence, and then you drive home, that doesn't make sense.
Well, that side of things in Ireland has never made sense to me. You know, I am aware that my daughter's mother is a teacher, and one of her teacher friends, before the law changed a few years ago, was driving students around in her car on a learner permit.
Oh yeah, I know people people still doing it, David. I know somebody who just takes the L plate down off the window just in case they get caught, and they drive around, and they've been driving around a learner permit for years.
That sort of attitude is just beyond me. I just don't get it at all. But what I would say is that what I believe should happen is that you change you're not allowed to take your test until your instructor tells you that you are able to pass it. If an instructor has an over 80% gets less than an 80% success rate, then the driving instructor examiners themselves come down and retrain that driving instructor. Because quite clearly what's going on here is that there's a lot of some areas the failure rate is at 38%, the pass rate is at 38%.
Now, there was a whole conspiracy theory around that that's just the government trying to make money. And they're saying to these, you know, the testers in the official centres, listen, don't be passing too many people. We need to get more money out of them.
Well, that may be the case. But the fact of the matter is that frankly, the driving instructors need to be reviewed. And unless they're achieving an 80% success rate, they should be prevented from instructing drivers or trainee drivers.
Yeah.
And the driving instructors would apply for slots, and then, well, they know how many they currently have passing on a monthly basis, annually, whatever. So they pre-book 10 slots a month if that's what they normally get passed, and they allocate those to students as they become fit to pass the test. That immediately the waiting list, the huge waiting list. You've got 50% of people shouldn't be taking the test, or nearly 50% of the people shouldn't be taking the test. So that's a huge amount of wasted money. The Road Safety Authority or whoever approves these driving instructors, so they have a responsibility, a duty of care, that those driving instructors are giving a standard of training that is suitable. And quite clearly, they're not.
Yeah, I know. I understand. And do you think, well, that's going to take time, by the way. Your plan sounds good, and you are 100% right. You know, the drivers are only as good as the people who teach them. And we're only as good as the people who test us as well. They should also be obviously involved in rigorous testing on an ongoing basis.
Absolutely.
Let's say we get all that right. You know, and that's going to take a bit of time. In the interim, what do we do? When we see the amount of casualties and fatalities on the road increasing, even though our cars are safer and we're putting out so much education at the moment, I mean, what do we do? Do we say to people, if you fail the test, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to drive until you pass it?
Of course not. There has to be the case. Well, you certainly can't pass, you can't drive unless you are accompanied. And anybody who is driving without being accompanied should be banned for 5 years. Full stop, minimum, straight off.
So you just want to increase the Clancy Amendment to the law, which, you know, asks you to have a qualified driver beside you, otherwise you get a fine. Instead of the 160 quid fine and then a slap on the hand, you want to basically ban them for 5 years.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll
give you the one example, right? I had an email from a guy. He has three kids. He's on a low wage. He has no public transport to work. This was a real email we got going back about 6 months ago. And he's pinned to the collar, basically. You know, he's looking after his family. He drives on a provisional license, or as we used to call it, a provisional license, a learner permit. And he says he has no choice. He can't, there's nobody to bring to work with him in the car who's a fully licensed driver. There's, you know, he has to use his car to get to work. Tough.
He's A, living in the wrong place. B, I don't know what is he in his own property or is he in rented accommodation? If he's in rented accommodation where he was put, social housing or whatever, then that's one thing. But if he's in his own accommodation, then the guy's bang out of order. There is no excuse for what he's doing. He should be taking a taxi or getting a scooter or getting an e-bike or whatever.
Okay, we'll stay there just for a second. Let me just go to Alan as well. I'm going to go up to Lily and Jake too. Alan, hi, how are you?
Good night, how are you?
Good. Alan, the idea that we would suggest, and Transport Minister Jack Chambers has said, you know, the government are planning to ban learner drivers from constantly renewing their L plates. Now, they haven't put any specific guidelines into this yet, but do you agree with that idea?
Yeah, so when do you stop? When they're under 50 learner plates? 60th, like, when do you stop?
Well, we had a guy on the air failed, going back about 10 years ago, I interviewed a guy who failed his test 17 times, and he was still driving.
Yeah, well, he shouldn't be on the road. If you're failing 17 times, or there's something else wrong that you need to have a look at.
Mm.
I know a guy who kept failing his test, and he had a slight dyslexia, but he wouldn't take the help, because you can get help.
Yeah.
If you're a slight, and he wouldn't take it, but he kept failing, but he finally got rid of his pride and actually got the help, and he actually passed right away. So there is that as well. But no, if someone is 17, I'm sorry, you fail 17 times, you should be taken off the road. You shouldn't even be left near a tractor, let alone anything else.
I think the record in Ireland is about 18 or 19 times failing, because that would mean that you're constantly applying every time you fail, because it takes you whatever to get another next test, you know?
But this is the problem. It's the whole, we need to bring all this back, like doing in America, like doing in Australia, in New Zealand, into schools. That's where you start people driving in schools. So they're getting their license as part of their education as they go through school, is what they should be getting. And if someone does fail their test, they should be made to sit within 24 hours, or 48 hours again.
There's no other state exam, by the way, it is classed as a state exam, but there's no other state exam whereby you're rewarded for failing.
True. But unfortunately, we do things ass ways in this country, and we can penalise people as much as you want with penalty points and everything else, but if you don't fix the whole system, we're going to keep going through this. Every year we're going to same nonsense again. Recently I drove onto the M50. There was a car with an end plate on it driving at 60 kilometres an hour, and the road was at 100k, right? Mm-hmm. And this, obviously 60k is just not fast enough.
Yeah.
A guard car pulled up beside it, and you could see the guard turned to the guard and nudged him and said, will you go on to the driver? The guard car didn't want to deal with it. But this person was causing ruckus because cars were flying up behind him trying to pull out the other lane. This is not acceptable.
Yeah, that's keeping
it. That will cause accidents. But again, it's not acceptable that the guard, you wouldn't deal with that person, regardless of if they had an end plate or not.
Yeah, there's a law against that, by the way, not keeping up with the flow of traffic.
Yeah.
There is a law against it.
Yeah, but again, if we're not enforcing the laws and we're allowing people just to keep failing and failing and failing. So until you fix the root cause, which is the training and education of people to drive, you're going to end up with continuous deaths.
What about what Alan's or David suggested instead of banning people, saying, right, okay, if you're caught, because the biggest problem, by the way, 76% of those learner drivers who are involved in fatalities are people who don't have accompany drivers with them, right? So we know that having the accompany driver with you makes you drive more carefully, right? Or the full licensed driver with you, right? It makes you more efficient in the way you drive. So in saying that, if you're caught doing it, which many people are, driving on your own on a provisional license, or should I say a learner permit? I keep saying provisional license. That's what we used to call it years ago. That you lose your license for 5 years, David said.
5 years probably a bit harsh, but I would agree. You have to take action at some stage. But again, those people are being failed by a broken system.
But why is it a bit? When you say it's a bit harsh, you know, tell that to the people. You know, related to Geraldine Clancy and her daughter Louise, you know, who died because somebody who was an unaccompanied learner driver hit their car. You know what I mean?
No, I had my wife's cousin was killed by a reckless driver, and that by dangerous driving in this country is supposed to be 10 years in jail. He got suspended, a 6 month suspended sentence, got his license back after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So again, we can and unfortunately people who die on roads, and that's completely unfortunate. We can tell all these harsh stories, but until we're prepared to enforce the law, we're going to keep having this. And that's the problem. We don't like enforcing laws in this country until something bad happens. And then we talk about it for a couple of weeks and it'll all change again.
You see, David, you're going to get a bit of a chuckle out of that because you agree with it, yeah. We don't like enforcing laws.
I remember Niall O'Brien, Dara O'Brien. I went to one of his gigs and... in London, and he said, in England, you have this, your laws. You're either allowed to do it or you aren't. In Ireland, we have three stages of legality, and he went through the three stages of legality. I didn't find it. It was 2006. I didn't find it funny that night. I've been living in Ireland since 2007. I've laughed at that joke daily.
Can you remember the three stages of legality? So you're grand. That's probably one of them.
Oh, exactly, yes. Oh, you're grand. Now you're pushing it. Now you're taking the piss.
Yeah. Okay, well, stay there. Let me just go to Lily as well. Lily, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall.
Hi. Lily, I mean, you've heard David's suggestion is ban people for 5 years if they're caught driving without a qualified driver with them. Alan is saying, you know, well, absolutely. If you don't pass the test, you shouldn't be allowed to drive until you do.
Absolutely. I don't drive, but I have a license for a trolley, a shopping trolley.
Right, okay. Yeah, go on. Did you never drive, Lily? No.
I did. I drove. I actually drove behind a car that was being hit with the road, just sitting in a car and drove. But I have no confidence about driving. But what I would do if I was would it be the Minister of Justice? That
Minister for Transport. Transport.
Transport. Sorry, I'm sick.
Yeah.
What I would do is I wouldn't let anyone under the age of 21 sit in and drive a car of any sort, and I would make them do about 40 lessons, 40 or 50 lessons.
Right.
And, yeah, and okay, because realistically, no matter what driver you are, you're learning something new every day. But I think people of the younger age, I'm not saying that, don't get me wrong, I'm not against the young ones driving.
No, you are. Statistically, you're correct. It is younger people that are involved in more accidents.
There are more, and there's two things I blame, we all can blame, is the smartphones are definitely the number one in my... and the speed. You see, Niall, we're living in a fast lane. The kids nowadays, the young ones, are brought up and they're brought to these racing places where they race cars at amusement centres. And
but they did, yeah. God, but Lily, they did that in my day. I drove too fast when I was young. I was a boy racer. I was absolute, and it's not something, by the way, I'm very proud of. I look back with a level of shame. Yeah. I was 22 years of age in a BMW driving from Drogheda to Dublin on the main road, and I was pulled by a guard at 140 miles an hour. And you know what? I was so lucky that I didn't lose my license. I could have lost my license. I brought a court. But here's the thing. That was completely a responsible thing to do. I was young. I was stupid. David?
You're a motorbiker, aren't you? Not?
Yeah, I was a motor. I used to do motocross racing and sidecar racing.
No.
Yeah.
That means you've got a screw loose in the first place.
Well, absolutely. I haven't driven a motorbike, by the way, in 40 years. But I was, yeah, well, 37 years I haven't driven a motorbike. And I'm never going to drive one again because they're lethal.
All I can say is that I'm very glad that my cousin never let me drive any of his cars.
Yeah. But no, look, I had what they call the need for speed. It was ridiculous because I was young, I was irresponsible. I was racing at the weekend, so I had this urge for speed all the time. Now, I'm completely the opposite now. If you got into a car with me, you'd be going, would you speed up a little bit there? So it's bizarre how I've changed. My wife drives faster than I do.
Well, have you ever heard of Lola cars?
Lola cars?
Lola cars, yeah. They won the Indy 500 with...
Okay.
But he also... my cousin, Eric, he designed and built the GT40 and stuff like that, which won Le Mans.
Mm.
But he certainly wouldn't let me in any of his cars. You know, they'd be...
I was a good driver, and I was a good racer. I won a lot of races. I was the Irish sidecar champion, motocross sidecar champion at one stage a long, long time ago. So I was a good driver. But it was just, in those days, of course, things were slightly different. You know, the guards didn't have the things at the side of the road the way they used to, you know, the cameras and all that kind of thing wasn't around at the time. And, you know, the law was different. We definitely had the law that you spoke about at that time. The guards would stop you and they'd go, oh, what are you up to?
Quite clearly now, you have the aptitude. You do have the aptitude. It's that, you know, you and Don Surtees both.
Getting back to where we're at. Sorry, Lily, just want to go back to Lily. There's a lot of people driving around who have done their tests, failed, and they have to, you know, by law, have an accompany driver with them, but they don't. So how do we solve that problem? Do we solve it by banning them? Well, you're saying under 21. I don't agree with that. I think 18 is fine. But do we ban them from driving if they get caught driving without a qualified driver with them?
Definitely. Well, 17, I would hope now.
Yeah.
You can pass your test at 17, then.
Yeah, well, in some countries it's 16, actually, as well, in America. Sorry, Lily.
Yeah, I think that should, definitely. And I totally agree with David, and I agree with Alan as well. Alan said there,
he's a rocket sense, isn't he?
His uncle wouldn't let him near any of his cars. But Niall, saying that, like David is about 2 to 5 years, because you learn as you get older, you get more wiser. But you see, these young ones are driving; they're driving fast cars. Speed is causing these accidents. People are looking at their phones. I really, really hate. I've met 4 or 5 people in the last week driving their car and on their mobile phone or texting.
Yeah. No. I completely agree with you, Lily, and I've seen it myself. Let me just go to Jake as well, Jake. Alan, you can shout at any time you want, by the way, because people think you're a rock of sense. Can I just point out?
No, if people are going to say I'm talking sense, I'm hanging up. I normally get blamed for other stuff for being too strict.
Jake, hi.
Niall, how's it going?
Good. Jake, is it time that we change the law and we stopped people driving after they failed their test and we're telling them they're incompetent, but yet we're letting them continue to drive?
To a degree, I think it should be a case that, look, I think everyone kind of knows the scheme of baseball, the 3-strike, you're out system. I think it should be a case of, if you fail 3 times, bring it back to the learner, like, go back and sit your test or your permit test again.
Yeah.
The other thing is, Lily mentioned something there that I wanted to pull up a little bit, is me, myself, I'm 24 years of age. I run a car group with the Irish car scene. So if I'm classified as one of them hooligans who hold,
are you one of those lads? My son does it. Who goes to these meets? Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I organise some of these meets.
Yeah, my son goes to most of those meets. He's mad into his car. I won't even tell you what he drives, but let me just tell you, it's the price of a house. But anyway, he goes to all these meets, and he's mad into his car.
We're one of ours. We're Kildare, Dublin based anyway, so we'll be around.
Yeah.
It's a case where I've seen some people with a full license who are well labelled, some people who aren't. You know, like, some people just seem like they get their license out of a lucky bag. Like, you don't know how it goes.
Well, they were, weren't they? Get your license out of a lucky bag where you're given a truck license and an airplane license.
Oh, yeah. In those days, in my day, when you got a license, it covered everything. It doesn't. By the way, when I renewed it, the plasticky one, right? The new license going back there 10 years ago. They took, I'm not allowed to drive a motorbike anymore. Even though I drove the fastest bikes in the world, I'm not allowed to drive one anymore.
Was the amnesty in the 60s or 70s?
The amnesty was back in the 1970s. My mother, sorry, Jake, for interrupting you there, but my mother got a driver's license in the 70s. Charlie Haughey decided in all his wisdom that the backlog was so big that they would give everybody who had applied for a driver's license, just give it to them. Don't bother with the test. Just give it to them. So my mother applied for the driver's license immediately, as did everybody. She got a driver's license. My mother never put her hands on the steering wheel of a car in her life, but she had a full driver's license. Very interesting. Sorry, Jake, to continue. Getting back to these drivers who fail. Go on.
Yeah, so, like, it's a case where, like, I know myself. Like, I honestly, I failed my theory test the first time round. But I passed second time, and I passed my practical first time round. It's a case where it's the same as everything. Some people are able to prefer it, some people aren't. Like, some people out there are brilliant at the likes of carpentry, plumbing, the likes of... Some people wouldn't know their arse from their elbow when it comes to a bit of timber. So it's the same with a car. Like, some people can drive, some people can't.
And some people naturally have the coordination skills to drive, yeah.
More or less, yeah. Like, it's... Like, some people, you could jump into any car. Like, each car is different to drive. Some people could jump into anything. 5 minutes, grand. I know this thing like the back of my hand. But with some people, it's a confidence issue big time as well. Like, the mindset when you're going into your driving test, you could be, like, as a learner, you could be brilliant on the road, better than some of the best drivers out there. But it's a case, when you sit into the car and someone you don't know is sitting beside you, judging you on what you're doing, it's a different ball game altogether. But in saying that, there's not one person in this country who can say they don't have bad driving habits.
Oh, yeah, of course. I have bad driving. We all have bad driving habits, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife calls me a lane hogger.
Oh, no.
That's it. She says she calls me her little lane hogger. That's what she calls me. Yeah, I call her my hoofer because she's a hoofer. Because she drives faster than me. Yeah. We all have our habits. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, they say you're supposed to 2 and 10 and all that bollocks. But, like, realistically, if you're well able to control a car, it should prove in your test. Dependent, like, they obviously have the marking system. It was a green, blue, and red marking. Obviously, a red marking is a straight fail straight away. But it should all calculate to a point system, realistically. If you get excessive amount of points in a driving test, you should be just cut off. It should be, right, you don't actually know what you're at. Go back and refit your theory test again.
Maybe it should be like the NCT, whereby when they do the test, they say, well, he's either a danger. Like, you know the way you can fail it miserably, right, and drive again, right? But if you fail it miserably, you can't drive. But if you only fail on, say, the odd thing, like maybe not looking in your mirror quite enough or not keeping up with the progress of traffic, maybe, you know, something that's considered to be minor, maybe, or whatever, on an occasion, you know, not something major like going over a pedestrian crossing, well, then they let you drive again. But if you do something major, maybe that'll be a good idea, Alan. If you did something major wrong in the test, you're not allowed to drive again.
Yeah, see, it depends what your fail, because people can get failed on silly things like an indicator or whatever, the stall of the car, which can happen to anyone, right? And they're the simple things. See, they have to have minor middle of the road and then major failings, what they should have. Like, if you're in a major failing, you should not be allowed to drive the car again. You should be meant to reset your test within 48 hours, whatever it is.
Yeah, and that's another problem, by the way.
Minor fails.
Yeah, we should be able to reset quickly. This idea of having to wait, you know, 6 months for another bloody test.
Yeah, yeah. Again, that's we have another failed system in the country, whether it be hospitals or driving tests. We have a failed system in the country that they're not doing anything about. They will punish the end user, but they won't actually fix the system.
Yeah.
Which would be cheaper to fix the system.
All right, let me just go to Robbie as well. Robbie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Vanley, how are you?
Good, you've been listening to Jake there. You know, he's come up with some good plans there. I mean, I don't know. What's the answer to all of this?
Well, the answer, I think, is it's not a simple one. I think the whole system in itself needs to be reformed. And until they're actually going to get... I'm not too sure who said it a second ago, where it should be kind of a point system. And... the same as a theory test, like, you have to get 35 out of 40 to get your license.
Yeah.
So the same thing should apply for
the test.
Your driving test. And again, if you fail it 3 times, then there has to be a consequence then. Do you know, and it's not just like what a lot of people will find it hard is to, you have to start from scratch again with your 12 lessons. Now, to get 12 lessons, it's It's an awful lot of money.
That's about 500 quid, yeah. Yeah.
And easily, yeah. So, like, it has to start back from that. Because sooner rather than later, if you're going to have a fella or a girl or whatever it might be the situation, like, they're not going to want to spend thousands on these lessons. Like, it'll make them cop on. It'll make them more serious to drive better. And that's it. You get your three chances, and then that's it. You're back at the square
one. But you are right. You're both right. There needs to be a holistic approach to it, right? But David made a good point at the very start of the show when he said, there's also a problem with the people who are teaching people too. Because you'll find that in some areas where there's one guy or girl who's teaching everybody, that the fail rate is really high. So maybe that person's just not a good teacher. So maybe they should be tested more often too.
And I probably should be careful.
Don't mention names. Don't mention names. Yeah,
no, I won't. Just in case I recognise it of and talking. But I have something of that, of something similar like that. I started off driving. I was always able to drive. And I started off getting my lessons, and the guy who was teaching me was like, oh, you're making my life a lot easier. I don't have to teach you how to drive. I'll just have to knock out your bad habits. So because the fact is I was able to drive the car, he didn't have to teach me, per se, to start from scratch,
yeah,
just knock out my bad habits, and made his life a lot easier. And within six lessons, practically, I was good enough to, in his opinion, I was good enough to go and do the test.
And did you pass it? Did you pass it?
No, I didn't. Okay. Didn't at all.
What did you fail it on, by the way? What did you fail on?
There was a load of minors. It was not in major. There was a load of not enough observation, not progressing fast enough, and with the movement of traffic. All that. Easy kind of stuff. It's like, oh, it is what it is. So I left it for months. As a lot of people do, they just feel disheartened and whatever else, and it goes to the back of your mind. So got in contact with another instructor, who was like, right, we'll go out on an assessment. And he was very honest. He was like, we've a lot of work to do.
And he was like, we've a lot of and work like, to
and
do.
But I knew myself. I knew myself there was a lot of work that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And he started from scratch. And he was like, we're starting from scratch. And we're back to basics. Mm. This is what you need to do. This is how you need to drive.
See, and this is the problem. Well, we all build up bad habits. And I know Jake says, you know, he likes to drive his fast cars or whatever, go to his meets. But Jake, I'm sure, and I'm not going to challenge you to because I don't have the time for it. I'm sure you'd fail your driving test, Jake.
No.
If you did it, do you honestly believe if you did a driving test tomorrow, Jake? Because I was cocky like you and confident 6 years ago, but I failed. So do you think you'd fail or pass?
If I read it.
Yeah.
If I read that, my test. Oh, yeah, 100% I'd fail. 100%.
Yeah.
But like, in saying what Robbie said, like I only did 5 lessons and I passed my driving test first time. So I would class myself as a good driver. Like I have a clean license. I'm not like what people portray a boy racer as. Like I go to meets, I admire other people's cars. I'm more of an enthusiast than a boy racer, more or less.
Yeah. But still, there is a level of, when you go to those meets and you leave them, there's a bit of adrenaline, isn't there?
Oh, God, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but by the way, just getting back to, sorry, Robbie, before I come to Melissa and Andrew, just, Robbie, getting back to what the minister's saying, would it be fair to turn around and say, well, okay, you failed your test, okay, we're taking your license off you until you pass your test? You're not allowed, because the problem we have is, you know, people who fail the tests are supposed to have L plates on. They're supposed to have an accompanied qualified driver, but they don't, generally speaking, and people are flaunting the law.
Well, if you take your license, if they're going to take the license off someone until they pass the test, how is that going to work? They're going to have a license to be able to go out on the road to do lessons.
So where do you stop when somebody keeps failing?
Well, see,
at what point do you take the license off them?
But people are finding flaws in the system, whereas that they'll go on and book their test, their full test, just to get their provisional license back if it's out of date. Then they'll go on, they'll change the date of it, or they'll cancel it. And the same thing happens again then two or three years down the line, then again when their license is out of date, they'll go on again, oh, I'm going to book me test. So that's the flaw there.
I know people have been doing that for 20... There's people in this country who have no license for 20 or 30 years. They just keep driving on learner permits.
But surely if they could say, well, look, Jesus, Niall Boylan, in the last 6 years, he's after saying he's going to do his test, he's booked and everything, he cancelled or he didn't show up or he changed the date. Like, we need to pull this fella out of the system altogether.
Yeah, one cancellation and that's you done, like. Yeah.
And, like, you need to show up and do your test.
Unless somebody dies in your family.
Yeah. And, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no point, like,
these things are very... There's people in government who can put plans in place to stop all of that, you know? And I think once they stop that route, like, I know a family member who has a provisional license for years, and he keeps doing the same thing, the same thing.
And I can guarantee you, he doesn't have a qualified driver with him when he's driving.
No, never. No,
they don't even put L plates up in the window, no.
When I first got my learner's permit, I had L plates on the window, but I never had an accompanying driver. Like, I never did, and I went through checkpoints with the guards. There was never an issue. Show your license. You have your LPs up.
Yeah, but most of us didn't. In fairness, Robbie, you know, you're just being honest, and I'll be honest too, neither did I. Most of us didn't in those days. Now, they amended the law in 2018 with the Clancy Amendment after that horrific accident when Geraldine and Louise Clancy passed away and died in that accident.
Yeah.
And the law is much more stringent now when it comes to that. We kind of ignored that. By the way, that law was always there. It's been there since I was a kid that you had to have a qualified driver in the car with you. But nobody ever took any notice of the law until 2018 when we brought in the amendment to the law. So now we do take notice of the law, but people are still ignoring it.
They are, but then I think it's down to... Like, I went through checkpoints with no L plates up, and all the guard has told me, he was like, Robbie, look, your window is correct, there's your license. But he said, look, there's a petrol station up the road. Will you just go in and buy a set of L plates and throw them on the car for me? And I was like, I went, no problem at all. And I did that. I did straight away, went up, went into the garage, put L plates on the car. They were off because I got the car validated and whatever else. I took them off the windows to get the windows cleaned. But he could have took me to the cleaners there. He could have gave me points. He could have gave me a fine. He could have seized the car
off
me.
Here's the thing. He should have, Robbie. And I'm not being bad, but he should have.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But he should have. Like, he has a job to do as well. So... It's a vicious circle.
Okay, well, hang on both of you a second, because I want to go to Melissa and Andrew, who are waiting ages. Sorry, Melissa, hi.
Hi, Neil, how are you?
Good. Melissa, how do we change the law to fix things?
Well, first of all, I want to bring back up the testers and not take it out on the young people that are trying to get to college and their first-time jobs. You know, they have enough problems these days. They're not getting a chance at all. Their insurance is through the roof of €4,000. You're seeing here... take a license off them. Like, they need the experience. You cannot be a good driver without experience, Niall. Let's face it. They need the experience. They have to do 12
lessons.
Yeah. €500. My own young fella is driving now. He's on an L plate, right? I'm in the car with him as much as I can be, where you can go. You can't be with them at all times. I can't go to college with him, Niall. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the law. Like,
there's a lot of this. That's the law, Niall, but I can't always go to college with them.
But Melissa, don't be making excuses. I'm not having a go at you, but don't be making excuses.
I'm going to pull this. I'm talking about this a long time, and I'm going to keep talking about it. They're paying about €4,000 for insurance, right? His insurance jumped to €600 for no reason whatsoever, no claim, no.
Mm-hmm.
In 12 months, another €600 on top of this year. Thank you very much. What's the 600 for? Oh, there's too many claims. That's rubbish, because that's all been proven in the Oireachtas with AXA and all them. They were all brought in, they were all lined up, and they're overcharging people left, right and centre. Give them the chance to learn.
Let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question, Melissa?
You can after I finish about the testers.
Because
I have a big problem with the testers in this country. Now, there were Michael Ring there promised 75 more testers last year. Never happened. They've actually stopped the contracts of 7 testers this year alone, and they're not putting them back in. They go out, they pay all the money. Now, my young fella has done his first test and failed it. So is his license supposed to be taken off him? After paying for the car and the insurance and the NCT and doing everything. Jesus Christ, we're in the middle of a living crisis here. How is this country supposed to pick itself up off the ground if we're going to keep knocking people down to this extent? The testers, like, we have seen it, the reports of the testers, that they fail everybody. They were only on, I think, was it 45,000 a year? Pay the testers more. Less testers. They're older, by the way. I want younger testers in there. We need younger testing people in the testing centres. That even the younger people feel comfortable doing a test with. And there's so many problems that need to be done. And then they're waiting a year for their test after doing their 500.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Melissa, by the way.
The lessons.
Have you noticed?
And then they have to wait another year.
Yeah.
And then they had to go out, and my young fella had to wait the year. And then he had to go out, and we paid out an amount of money again to do the testing or to get more lessons because there's such a gap. And they do pick up habits.
Yep.
Right? Now, thankfully, I'm by his side most of the time when I can be. Nearly 99% of the time with him. And I'm helping teaching him as well as every parent should be. I do agree with that. We were all taught by our parents. My father taught me how to drive.
My father taught me how to drive too, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of shouting in the car, mind you. Okay, but can I ask you a question, Melissa? Getting back to, say, your son or young people in general, and I know young people who are driving with L plates. Actually, I know some of them take the L plates down and they drive without...
Well, no, myself have on the plates. No, we wouldn't do that.
They drive without a qualified driver beside them. Do you think that's acceptable?
But how can anyone have someone with them 24/7?
But that's the law.
Come on,
but that's the law, Melissa.
But it shouldn't be.
But why shouldn't it be? People have died because of it.
I am screaming this. People have died more off bicycles in this country. I'm sorry now.
No, they haven't died. People haven't died more off bicycles. That's not true. That's not a factual statement, Melissa. People haven't died from falling off bicycles.
Look up the stats.
Okay, more people haven't died on bicycles than died in cars.
What I'm saying is, where is it going to stop? You're talking about taking the... You can't take the license off people.
At what point do you take a license off somebody? If somebody fails and say, like the man I interviewed going back 7 or 8 years ago, 17 times.
Why do you think people are failing? Why do you think...
17 times he failed it. 17. Because some people are just not meant to drive a car.
Right, that's fair enough.
Yeah. 17 times he'd failed it. At what point do you say enough is enough?
Right. You must have a lot of money, is all I'm saying.
Time in your hands.
17 times.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Some amount of money. But there's no one going to get away with that nowadays when you have to do the 12 lessons. I believe after the 3 times fail, you do go back and do the 12 lessons again. I think that is.
And
the
should
answer.
You be still. Okay, fair enough. So after 3 times, you have to go back and do the lessons again, your 12 lessons again, or 12 hours, whatever it is, right? At that point, should you not be allowed to, apart from the lessons, should you not be allowed to drive the car? Until you pass. At what point?
But how can you practice?
But you're still not answering my question. So at what point do we turn around to somebody and say, sorry, you failed this too much. We're taking the license off you until you pass the car or the test. Now, you can have your license just for doing your lessons.
But that's never going to happen because they make too much money out of it. Now, you and I know that. Like, the money that they make out of it is unbelievable.
But then we're not getting anywhere, really. See, we're banging our heads off walls here because we're not going to get anywhere because we're still going to have a situation.
Yeah, but I don't think the license should be taken off people. If people are going to...
Let me read this stat for you. Let me read this statistic for you again. According to the Road Safety Authority, 74% of fatal crashes in a 4-year period involving learner drivers involved unaccompanied learner drivers. In other words, people weren't in the car with them, qualified drivers. 74% of those fatalities. You can't ignore that. Sorry, Jake.
That's just young ones and young lads taking the piss. The drink, oh, mammy, daddy's not with me now. I'm going to go out and have the crack. Like, I want to go back to a point there Melissa said there.
I'd have to bring that back to the parents.
No, well, there's that as well. But in saying that, you said your son's insurance went up by 600 there.
It just jumped
no
600. Yeah, he just came in yesterday and jumped 600 euros.
How old is your son?
He's 20. 21.
Right, he's on learners. Right. Now, I can relate to this because I'm around his age. So in saying that, there's a lot of insurance companies at the moment. It is. I was lucky enough. My first insurance policy was 1,700 euro. In saying that...
By the way, it hasn't gone up much. My first insurance policy when I was your age, Jake, at 20 years of age, on my own, because I was driving on my dad's policy for 2 years, my first insurance policy, and that's going back 40 years. It's going back 40 years. Sorry, I'm losing track of my age now. was £1,800. So it actually hasn't gone up much. Actually, both of you just stay there because I want to get Jay or Andrew in before the news. He's been waiting for so long. God bless him. Andrew, hi.
Hi, you Niall. How are you?
Good.
You caught me. I'm in the middle of eating a curry chip. Anyway,
I hope you're enjoying the curry chip, by the way. Where'd you buy it? Where'd you buy the curry?
I made the curry myself, and the chips were €4 for a single. But that's a different story.
I'm starving now. Come on, yeah.
Good. There's a couple of things I just want to bring up because every time I hear somebody speaking about road safety, the RSA, and what's going on at the moment, I'm just thinking there's no way we're seeing this horrendous increase in road incidents, fatalities, crashes, hit and runs and whatever, overnight for no reason. Okay? I mean, I know the drink factor and the drug factor is in there as well. But just to let you know, I cycle on a regular basis. I cycle every 2 days just for leisure and for fitness. And only as recently as today, I was in a. I actually live in Bailieborough in County Cavan. And I was up in a place called Mulla. And it's about 16, 17 kilometres from where we live. And I was in the car park just taking a breather before I went back. And I see a lot of EVs around up in that particular neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And this one particular very large electric vehicle, it was literally in front of me before I even knew it was there. And they're so quiet.
Yeah.
And it has, I mean, they have to start building up statistics and considering the fact that, you know, pedestrians in particular are so vulnerable to that because it doesn't make the same noise or any noise, really, like an ordinary internal combustion engine, right? So that's one factor, I think. They need to start taking that into account.
They're also faster, by the way. They're also faster. Yeah.
That's it. And the other thing is they're an awful lot heavier. Because they're faster and they're heavier, they're going to do an awful lot more damage in a shorter space of time if they hit you, in sort of like close proximity, right? So I know you haven't got much time. So that's one factor I think that the guards and the RSA need to start considering. And I'm sure motor dealers are out there going, oh, Jesus, please don't start mentioning this. We can't sell the damn things as it is. But, and that's true. I mean, the sales have gone down.
I know. They won't even take them as second-hand trade-ins anymore. Go on. Yeah.
No. The other thing, Niall, is you're talking about mobile phones. Recently, and you know, over the past, I'd say, 2, 3, 4 years, really, en masse, we're now seeing these media control panels, these touch screens in cars.
Apple Play and all the rest of them,
Absolutely, and they are a massive distraction. And there's research out as recently as January of last year, it's official research that says they are a huge distraction for drivers.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.